Absolutely. At this time, I'd like to invite you all to remain standing. Our high school choir will sing the national anthem. Please be seated. Mr. Ashlock, Mr. Holland, member of the Board of Education, parents, guests, and honored graduates of the class of 2016. As principal of Nowata High School, it's my honor to welcome you to the commencement ceremony for the class of 2016. I need to take a moment to introduce the individuals that drove me here on the stage and that have worked with the senior class over the course of this year and their entire school career for many of us. First, Superintendent of Schools, Mr. Leon Ashlock. Ms. Sherry Wilson, High School Counselor. And our school board members, Mr. Rick Holland, Board President. Clint Hallett, Vice President. Tom Kester, Board Clerk. Mr. Frank Wallace, Ms. Charlotte Smalley, Board Members. I'd like to take a moment to thank not only the seniors and their parents, but the teachers, K-12, who have worked with these young adults to make this day possible. All the educators in this district share today in the pride that you as parents and family feel for your students. Teachers, please stand. If you're here, and please stand and be recognized. Many of them will be sitting right over here. I need to also thank Ms. Prince and her students for the music this afternoon or this evening, and Mr. Jason Prince for coming back and helping us with the sound. Ms. Wright's class and Ms. Wilson handle the program, so thank you guys for that. And last but not least, Ms. Hewitt and Ms. Hilliard, the senior class sponsors. I'd like to take a second to make you aware of the meaning of the things you see our students wearing. The different cords and medals some of our students are wearing, first our valedictorian and salutatorians, are distinguished not only by their exceptional dedication to education, but also by the medals they'll each be receiving this evening. The two speakers will be receiving the medals this evening. I'll also announce those who will be getting medals. Those with a 4.0 or better are distinguished by white honor cords. Our National Honor Society students are distinguished by the white collars and gold and blue cords and gold tassels. And our Family, Career, and Community Leaders of America students who were active members are distinguished today by the red and white cords. This senior class has distinguished themselves in many ways. Their intellectual and athletic abilities have provided 4 years of accomplishments. The combination of their abilities and efforts is hundreds of thousands of dollars in scholarships. Seniors, if you've got any scholarship at all, please stand. Congratulations, thank you. Many of these scholarships are local, but others are state and national as well, and that they are very, very well deserved. Seniors, this is your day for change. You marched in as seniors, you leave as graduates. This ceremony is called commencement. It's now time for your commencement to begin. One of our traditions that started 2 years ago is you see all of our students with a flower. At this time, students, please go present that flower to whomever you choose. At this time, I'll be joined on stage by a couple of families and a couple of students. We had four honor students this year. We recognized two of them. The two speakers we'll recognize on stage. But I would like Jacob Brown and Lindsey Ingram to please stand, because they are also honor students. This year's salutatorian is Hallie Hewitt. Hallie's joining. Yes, please. Hallie's joined on stage by her dad, Ty, and mom, Dee Dee. Hallie's GPA is 4.18. She has several scholarships. She has a basketball scholarship to Oklahoma Wesleyan, the President's Leadership Scholarship, as well as an academic scholarship, and she plans to attend Oklahoma Wesleyan starting next year. Our valedictorian is Meredith Frankie. Meredith is joined by her parents, Steve and Angela Frankie. She has a GPA of 4.35. She has three scholarships, all to OSU, an academic scholarship, a Gravel scholarship, and a Stone scholarship. All of them are from Oklahoma State University. And then she has the Cherokee undergraduate scholarship, as well as the Cherokee valedictorian scholarship. Meredith plans to attend OSU.
I would like to welcome everyone to this joyous occasion as we take this next step into our future. A few weeks ago, I had an assignment in my Comp 2 class about poems. We had to research poems and pick out one we felt a connection to. I was never really a fan of poems, but I knew it was something I had to do. I found a poem by Emily Dickinson called Forever is Composed of Nouns. For once, I found a poem I could understand and that I liked. I could not get this one out of my head because it related so much to what's currently going on. With our lives about to drastically change, we are all worrying about what we are going to do next. Parents and graduates alike can relate to the poem. The poem's theme is about slowing down and living in the moment, and to stop worrying about what we did yesterday and what we might do tomorrow. The poet explains that eventually days will turn into months, and months will turn into years. The main focus is to live for now. This moment will soon turn into just a memory that we will never get to experience again. So we need to make the best of it. We only graduate from high school once, but tonight being such a large event in our life as we transition into adulthood, we need to stop and enjoy this last time together. Let go of the negative and remember the positive. We are all about to go our separate ways, whether it's college, the military, or straight into the workforce. Some of us will move away from Nowata and never return to our hometown. This might be the last time we're all in the same place together. A few years from now, we are going to want to look back and remember what an amazing night this was. We aren't going to want to look back and remember how we were stressing about the things that aren't even going to matter 5 years from now. We are about to move out and see our parents and friends less and less. We need to enjoy these moments with them and thank everyone for everything they have done for us. As we take this next step into our future, life is going to become a crazy whirlwind. Time is going to fly by quickly. When times get tough, just remember that this too shall pass, and it will eventually just be part of the past. Give your all in everything that you do, and live your life day by day, moment by moment. As a class, we have accomplished so much together throughout high school. We have endured good times and bad, and grown from that experience. We will continue to do great things and go far in life, whatever direction we choose. Don't let life pass you by. Make the most out of everything. As you leave here today, tell everyone that you love them, because you never know when you might see them again. Make today one worth remembering and cherish every moment from this time forward. I would like to finish off with a piece of the poem. From this experienced year, remove the dates to these, let months dissolve into further months, and years exhale in years. Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of the 2016 graduating class, I would like to welcome parents, faculty, administration, school board members, and guests to our graduation ceremony. We would like to thank you for your support these last 13 years. Most people believe that graduation is an ending. I believe that graduation is a beginning. It is a time when we will decide our future and how we will follow that path into adulthood. Some of us will go to college, tech school, the military, or enter the workforce. High school is now in the past, and we all have wonderful memories of those years. The past cannot be changed, but we can learn from it. So I encourage all of us to reflect on the past and learn from our experiences to better our future. It is my belief that God has a plan for all of us. So when that plan presents itself, don't be afraid to take that path and become the best that you can be. It is my hope that each of us become successful in whatever we do and that we represent this school with pride. Reflect on the past and what we have learned in our time at Nowata Schools and go do it the Ironman way. Good luck to all of you and congratulations, we made it.
Nowata class of 2016, please stand. I want to congratulate our graduates and your families on achieving this milestone in your life. I wish you success and happiness, and I thank you for your contributions to our school and our community. Members of the Nowata School Board, I would like to present to you the class of 2016. They have met the requirements set by the state of Oklahoma and Nowata School for graduation. I present them for graduation with the highest regards. Congratulations.
I will kind of sort of pace you, okay?
Corey Douglas Abel. Archie John Agnew. John Albert. Kaylee Lou Ingerman. Deandra Marie Belvin. Emily Dawn Belden. Emily Nicole Bell. Simon Paul Brack. Tara Lynn Brinker. Jacob Brown. Timothy Callahan. Brandon Wade Carter. Zena Marie Cox. Tanya Lee Davis. Amanda Kylie Drinner. Antonio Mateo Ellis.
You're fine, you're good, too.
Shelly Nicole Ewers. Ethan Dwayne Foster. Meredith Kay Frankie. Drusilla Amy Eileen Fuller. Tyler Goth. Krista
Congratulations.
Rebecca Jo Hensley. Jeremy Wayne Hughes. Stephen Shane Hunter.
There you go, go ahead.
Lindsay Nicole Ingram. Samantha Louise Johnson. Shelby Lynn Johnson.
Okay. Do whatever he does. Go ahead. Okay.
Savannah Sage Kempton.
Thank you.
Shelby Nicole King.
Hold on a second. Okay, go ahead.
Jacob Hyron Knight.
That's what I told him. Go ahead.
Patrick John Knight the second. Jeremiah Allen Miller. Justice Malin Owens. Lucas Edward Lee Owens.
Good job.
Anthony Dean Parker. Jessica Leanne Pearson. Emily Victoria Thompson. Lydia Jean Powell. Suzanne Marie Pruitt. Sarah Jane Fever.
Thank you. Yeah, I know. Alright, thank you.
Reba Cheyenne Smith. Seth Andrew Spray.
Congratulations.
Jackson Jeffrey Straw. Alexandria Dawn Summers.
Congratulations.
Leandria Lene Thomas. Kino Vallejo.
Hold on.
My sister making it.
I got you.
Jeremiah Lee Walden.
As long as you slip.
Zach Ward.
Look up some of you guys. Hold on. Let's take it out.
Hunter Wood. Sean Hines.
Katie Colleen Rice. Guests, I'd like to remind you to please wait for the recessional before joining your graduate out in the hallway or outside. Seniors, symbolic for moving from student to graduate is the moving of your tassel. At this time, will all of you please move your tassel from right to left? Graduates, you've reached the moment you can celebrate.